check names. That out.
I don't know why I muted it.
I heard you say competition.
Call a city to our mayor, board of auditors, and April 10th, 2017 order. We do have a quorum present. First order of business will be approved the minutes March 27th, 2017.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Now, call the roll. Start with Jennifer Gordy.
Aye.
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 Same.
Aye.
Motion carried. Visitor section. If there's any visitors, step up to the end of the table if you'd like to speak. Not. Mayor. So, yeah, I'm going to do that. Mayor's going to do that.
Okay.
Mayor's report. Don't have anything in LMA, but Carl did say that he had somebody that is working on purchasing the property. I told him this afternoon that he needed to get with our attorney and bring us some information at our next board meeting.
He called this morning saying, I think I've got it sold. And so that's good. Just do the deed. He said, well, he never said who it was, but he said, well, he's got to get this and do that. And I said, you better ask the mayor about it. So
I told him we was not going to stop the condemnation process until he showed proof.
Contract of some kind.
Right. And I told him that you would deal with that.
Yeah.
Board good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other thing is that everybody has their budget, supervisor has their budget. They should be turned in for April the 28th, I believe it is. We're going to try and get them a little earlier than that. They're working on them. As soon as we get through with that, then we'll start having budget meetings. First Monday in May, maybe. We've got a schedule, so we'll try and get through it. Did you give everybody one?
No, because it's just for me.
Okay. Nathan's the only one going to be here to do the budget. So
no,
it
depends on how long it takes to get together.
Department works fire?
No report, Mayor.
Police?
No report.
Street?
No report.
Finance? Personnel?
No report by your city stickers.
Water and sewer?
I have one thing.
Okay.
We've got a DMR QA study coming up for the EPA, and I tried to get out of it, but couldn't. And the kit is going to be $1,252. And Tech Labs, their part will be about $300, so it'll be $1,500 or a little better.
$1,552?
$1,600.
$1,600. Entertain a motion?
Make a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion?
It's completely irrelevant. I'm just curious. What is DMR QA?
Oh, they're just making sure that we...
No, what is it? So what does it stand for? DMR. Is that an acrostic?
It's a
I'm just curious.
No, it's the discharge monitoring, DMR, discharge monitoring report, but it's a QA study.
All right.
The purpose of that is they do that every 5 years to verify that we still know how to do our own lab work. So
I was just curious what it stood for.
I was wondering too.
Discharge monitoring report. QA.
Quality assurance.
Question and answer.
Quality assurance. That's exactly right.
Dollars, money, and revenue.
There you go.
Any more discussion? Not with Colorado. Start with Sprangle left.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Randy did have a what's it called?
Okay.
Contactor. Randy had a contactor that went down. It's going to be about $700 and something. I went ahead and approved it and told him to go ahead and get it fixed. It's out at the waste, out at the water
booster
plant
station.
Booster station, that's right. I think it was $500 and $250 or so for labor. So, committee reports, public safety and health. Finance administration personnel.
If I can follow up on what you said a minute ago regarding the budget worksheet, I know all of you are going to, as you always do, take the budget seriously. If you haven't read in your town and city paper that you got with your packet this time. There's a section in there about a proposed budget cut in the Trump budget, $54 billion. And, of course, you know that's not all going to take place, but there probably will be enough that will impact us in some way. Give a lot of consideration to this budget in the year coming up, because we've got a lot of things that are going to have to be taken care of. And so just a request, that's all.
Anything else?
No.
Street Maintenance, Water, Sewer, and Landfill Committee?
We're getting done too quick here. What's happening on culvert in that situation?
Steve's working on some of those right now. He's dug out several ditches that to let them get drained and everything. He's got a work schedule, and he's going by that work schedule. And he's going to start moving up. He's been on South Main. And
how far off South Main are you heading?
We're in front of Jim Bates' house.
Right now, we're in the process of working on a property out there right before you get the scattered acres.
Well, that's what I was getting at. There's a culvert in there. It was an excess to the scattered acres when we first bought it. I don't need the culvert in there, but you guys might want the culvert in there to get to your manholes.
Yeah, we need it.
So that's, if you got to have one, that's fine, but I don't need it. It's just old and rusty.
We did find out there, part of the reason that it's not draining is because where they, my mouth's kind of dead right now, so.
Never had been dead.
the land out there where there was a ditch that ran out to the floor lane, it's filled in. So we're catching a lot of water that's coming off scattered acres and stuff. And we talked to the landowner, and we're working on that with them, and they're going to see what they can get done about it to where they can dig that ditch back out with that water and keep on flowing on out.
You talking about that one that comes to the highway? Yeah, I mean, it used to be a small ditch there, and now it's nothing there. I mean,
yeah, all the dirt's washed in from where they farmed it and everything. And Nathan made a phone call the other day, and we're working on it. And we're going to try and help them if we can, but there's only so much that we can do.
Right.
So.
I got a couple of things. Both of them are on, it runs across private property. One is behind Mr. Joe Reed's property. We got that drainage ditch back there, and I know we put dirt in it, but it keeps washing out.
It's at Irene Knox's.
Well, it's not behind Irene Knox's. It's in the corner of Joe Reed's lot and in the back of Kenny Quinley and their lot back there where the big yellow birdcage basket is. It's washed out again. Need to do something about that. And then the one up here by Johnny Pascal's going, it's a city water drain, and it drains down to the ditch, and it's fell in. If nothing else, you know, just make a...
State guy did a report on it.
Who did?
The state guy from MTAS.
Yeah.
He did a report over at Johnny's.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually a street drain comes off Parkview.
Right.
And goes across Johnny.
Right.
And we're going to try to smoke that. But I bet we wind up
yeah, it's fell in. It's got, and plus it's got holes where, you know, somebody could, I just don't want to get sued over a hole. Well, on either one of them.
Me and Nathan and the guy from the past went there last week.
Because if a kid, a grown person, it doesn't make any difference, falls in that hole, and it's our property, we're liable for it. So we need to either dig it out or something. It's been like it for a while. So, and up there, I saw the one up there behind them. I got caught by Miss Irene. And it needs to be filled in or something. And up here, and then Johnny caught me about that one up there. So, you know, if we can, let's do something about it.
Something
is. I mean, good. As long as I can tell them something.
They got Broad Street done today.
Okay. I got a... All these ditches and stuff we have, is it going underground? Is there be less hassle? to fill them ditches in and dig a swell or something and rock it or something, or you...
That's what we've been doing.
We just need, just a swell would be good up on part of you.
If the water's running fast, you got to slow it down as you go down a hill or something, but you're not replacing the pipe then.
Right.
Okay.
Unless we absolutely have to.
If, okay.
I know when I saw a video...
You're staying for the whole meeting, just to let you know.
I saw a video...
What's the swell?
You...
I saw a video of the water when we had that big rain. I was in Florida, but I saw a video of it. And there's a lot of water going down through there. Go ahead. I'm done.
I might take a while now.
Hurry up, dead mouth.
Is it almost done?
Yeah.
Street maintenance, water, sewer, and landfill.
Did we find anything else on a truck?
We're still looking. Joey's looked a couple places and everything. Steven told him, he said it could be a... Did you find out something else?
Yeah, okay, I go. Found one. He's supposed to be getting me a price.
Joey?
No, the guy that we picked that pump up from.
Okay.
He has another one sitting on his lot.
Was it one with
the International?
With a newer motor in it?
Yes, right.
Was it customers?
It was a customer. He traded with him.
And we can use our bed. Or did he have one?
Well, he's got a bed, and he's going to give me a price of fixing it to put on that truck.
Okay.
How long a bed do you want to put on it?
It's going to be 14 foot.
Is that long enough?
The ones we're running right now are 12 foot.
I know. It's 14 foot enough?
Should be.
I mean,
you get much longer than that, you can't get around these city streets.
Okay. Steven had a pump go down on one of the trucks this week and everything, and I just sent him... We went ahead and ordered one of those, and it was the one, the hydraulic pump that raised the bed up and down. Went out, the starter was going to be $200, it was close to $300, or we could buy the whole kit for $450, so we just bought the whole kit. That way we wasn't throwing money at old parts. So, anything else, Mr. Tom?
We're still a go on dumpsters out there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
May 6th.
Okay. That's it.
Wouldn't hurt.
Parks and buildings?
That's mine.
Yeah, I bet.
I don't have anything.
We need to look at the building at the school again. They fixed most of it.
On the backside?
Yeah. I need to look at it again and everything and see what we can't get done about it.
One thing in the park. Okay. Mr. Bob is working on that field. I don't know if he got done today, but he was working on it today when we came over.
Okay.
So hopefully he gets the side laid and it looks better.
I got a question.
Okay.
That'll be good.
You know, you saw it. We was over Jackson at North, that Northside Park, where it was. And, you know, they had all this plastic stuff that went around the park. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The edging. Is that too tall?
It bust.
It bust. We had some of that, haven't we?
The school had some.
Okay.
And we went and looked at it, and we decided to go back with wood.
All right.
Because it was busted. It was cracking and busted. Unfinished business out of May. Anybody know of any unfinished business? New business? Entertain a motion to pay the accounts of April 10th, 2017. Motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made. Second. There's discussion.
Is Tiger Express higher than normal?
It is. It's about twice as high as it normally is.
What is it?
Tiger Express. They had some problems with some card readers, I think, through most of March.
That probably wasn't fixed.
But I'm told that that's all going to get fixed very soon, if it's not already fixed. Is it still, do we know?
This weekend we have one.
Okay. Well, they told me that that's all going to be, everything's going to be right there. But it was extraordinary. So we also bought a lot of diesel last month, I think.
Yeah.
The fire, they filled up several fire things. And then and there's a lot of, it was, that showed up on our report that said, this is odd. So I don't have to look at that one.
Any more discussion? Now we'll call the roll. Commissioner Jennifer Gordon, aye?
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Entertained motion to adjourn?
Adjourn.
What?
Thank you.